This is Living the RV Dream, episode 314 for Friday, March 15, 2024.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. I mean, tent campers, overlanders. Speaking of overlanding, by the way, I am your host, Robert Morales, traveling Robert anywhere, everywhere on the internet. And today coming to you from Las Vegas, and that's why I was talking about overlanding, because today we were thinking of going out into the Mojave Desert, doing a little bit of off-roading here and there, but it turns out the weather in Las Vegas, not great this week. It's kind of cold and very windy, very, very windy, so we saw a couple of, you know, like little dust storms out there in the desert, and we decided not to do much. But let me tell you what we've done this week. It's been an eventful week. It feels like more than just a week. We've done so much. Of course, the last time we spoke, we were at the Valley of Fires in New Mexico, which, it's smaller than I expected. There's a short loop trail, but we enjoyed it tremendously. I mean, it's a lava field, basically, and those rock formations are very cool to see. We really enjoyed that, but that was just a quick overnight, you know, a stepping stone into where we were going afterwards. From there, what did we do from there? My computer just froze. Bear with me here for a second. Valley of Fires. From there, we went west, and, a couple of things that I had always wanted to see, you know, like the NRAO Very Large Array, you know, that's that field of radio telescopes that are supposedly, you know, listening for radio waves from the cosmos, and possibly even E.T., But they showed you, they were shown prominently in that movie Contact, if you remember, with Jodie Foster, and it was cool to see. I mean, it was kind of, on the day we arrived, it was kind of abandoned. There was no one at the gift shop. The movie wasn't running. I mean, we even paid the advance tickets online, and I think we could have just showed up and just walked around the facilities and left, and nobody would have noticed. It was still very cool to see something you have seen in movies and TV series so many times, and to see it in person, you know, it's always cool, especially because this is like way out there in the middle of nowhere. It's in this valley surrounded by mountains, so it's kind of shielded from radio frequency interference from around it. And they do ask that you turn off your cell phones, you know, anything that has a radio on it, you know, to, although nowadays it's almost impossible to do that. For example, Starship, you know, Starship has a cell phone signal. Even when it's turned off, I think that radio signal is on, if you want to, because it has a, you know, system to locate the truck and all that. So GPS and the truck has certain radio systems always on, and there's no way to turn them off, you know. Even though sometimes I would like to turn them off. There's no... I digress. Anyway, that was very cool. The Very Large Array. And from there, we went up to Holbrook. And Holbrook, just because there was a good campground there, the KOA, the Holbrook Petrified Forest KOA. And there were certain things we wanted to do in the area. One of them, Petrified Forest National Park. One of the national parks, you know, we had never been to, even though it's a very accessible one. The Petrified Forest is right off I-40. So, and the other reason we wanted to go there, because this was one of three locations we wanted to look for property, you know, potential, you know, the quest for Pelican Quest, which, spoiler alert, I think we're almost there at this point, Pelican Quest. Anyway, there's the Sholo area, just north of Sholo. You know, Sholo is like the big town down there, which has everything. But imagine there's a triangle, and there's a town called Snowflake. There's Sholo on the bottom, and then Concho on the east. Concho is not much to look at, but just between Sholo and Concho, there's an area with a lot of land. You know, it's already subdivided, and and it's land, you know, like you can just, I mean, you're free to either build a mansion, we saw some mansions in the area, or just have your RV or make it look like Slab City if you feel so inclined. That certain properties, they do look like Slab City. If you haven't seen my Slab City video, look it up. I think it's called Forgotten California or something like that. Anyway, we went, we have some friends, you know, that we've met through the YouTube channel, of course, some friends that have bought property there. One of them is Anthony, and he has a place there in the in-between Sholo and Concho area. And, you know, he showed me around. It was very cool. The one thing with this thing, you know, I wanted to get some larger property. Like, if you want to get 1 acre, you know, they're all very well... you know, they're closer to the main highway. If you want to get more, and at the beginning, I really wanted to get more, like 5 acres, you know, have something a little bigger, a little more privacy. At least have that sense of having your own, you know, be out there by yourself. But the roads, even though they show up on Google Maps, when you get there, many roads, they do require high clearance and 4x4, and they're barely roads. I mean, some of those roads are an adventure unto themselves. So that's something I learned. So, and, you know, even though some properties have some beautiful views of the White Mountains, you know, I couldn't find anything that really said, buy me, you know, that kind of thing. And even though, you know, I might set up an alert on Zillow, and if something becomes available in a certain stretch, you know, it's a main road, and I'm not going to tell you exactly where it is, but it's an area, of course, where some famous YouTubers have bought property, besides our friend Anthony. You may know of Campervan Kevin. You may know of Nomadic Fanatic. Yeah. We did a little stalking ourselves because our friend, he knows their location. I mean, we didn't trespass or anything like that. We just drove by and took a picture. But very cool. And it's a cool area. Sholo is a cool town. And we actually ate in Sholo at the Buffalo Bill Tavern, Buffalo Bill's Tavern and Museum, which was very good. Great ambience, great service. I recommend it. And the other area, it's near the town of Snowflake, and another friend of ours, Mark, he also bought a property there. And I was very tempted to get a 40-acre property that I saw in the area. 40 acres, that's like a small state park. But the roads, you know, it's a road. I wouldn't mind going with Starship will go over almost anything. But I wouldn't pull the trailer up there. Let's face it. And I'm not going to build something permanent for now. And the idea would be, the idea for the whatever property we get is to have a place, you know, of our own somewhere out here, out west, where we can just park Minitini for a few days while we're here. Even store it, potentially. Store it out west, fly back east, or do something else. And... but nothing in the Sholo Snowflake area really happened. So we continued because there's another area. There's two more areas that we wanted to check out, and the next one, and we did see Petrified Forest, which was very cool. I mean even it's such a... the Painted Desert actually was my favorite part, and there's a couple of vista points where you see the desert, the Painted Desert in the distance, and then a lonely, you know, some of these very, very long cargo trains going by very slowly, and it's a magical place. And then the farther south you get, the more actual Petrified Forest you see, which also was also very, very cool. There's also a historical aspect to the park too. There's some ruins by the ancestral Pueblo people, and and let me tell you, I totally recommend, if you are making that east-west trip or west-east trip on I-40, give yourself 2 or 3 hours and just drive the main loop. And there's a couple of short hikes. Drive the main loop road at Petrified Forest. And there was a hike that we did that was, where was it? We did two trails. The first one was the Blue Mesa, which is just 1 mile, is a loop. And well, there's a little bit of a steep descent and obviously ascent on the way back. But steep grade at the beginning of the trail. But other than that, this is the most beautiful place. I mean, that was absolutely amazing. And then the other one that we did, it was the Crystal Forest, which is another loop, is paved, so it's fairly accessible, and you walk around this, you know, where all these petrified wood deposits all over the place, and the final one that we did is the I believe is the Giant Logs, which is just a little under a half a mile, and is right off the Rainbow Forest Museum, which is the southern visitor center there. So, that was about it. It's not a very large national park, but if you want to see everything, at least allocate half a day for it, because, there's still a lot to see. What did we do from there? Well, there's the other area, let's call it Williams, but it's a little farther north from Williams. And it's at the Grand Canyon Junction. And we stayed at Raptor Ranch. It used to be called the Flintstones RV Park. And they still... Actually, it's very well maintained. I think for a while they had like a bird, you know, raptor bird exhibitions. I don't think they're doing that anymore. I don't think it worked out for them. Maybe it's under new management. But they do have the Flintstones Park. And it's $10 to go in, but if you're staying at the RV park, it is free. It is included with your RV park stay, and the RV park was fine. Perhaps a little pricey, but then again, you're 40 minutes from the south rim of the Grand Canyon. So, you know, every RV park close to a destination like that is going to be a little... I believe it was like $70 for full hookups. And the Flintstones was actually very neat, very, very much attention to detail, and it's well maintained, and it was fun just to walk around all the structures and see, you know, Bedrock City. And of course, what happens when you are 40 minutes away from the Grand Canyon? Well, you go to the Grand Canyon, we stop, first we you know, drove around the area, although again, once you get away from the beaten path, you know, like the area right next to that junction, you know, the Grand Canyon Junction. It's like a triangle. It's the roads are in fairly good condition. You know, it's you see a lot of people with night houses, a lot of people with not so nice properties. It's, you know, it's freedom. It's whatever you want to make your property. And even though we didn't find the location, this is where Asha... Pandemonium is her YouTube channel. That's where she has her place in that general area. I wanted to look at some of the larger properties, like 10 acres and whatnot. And I mean, these are priced generally right. You know, you can get 10 acres for like 20,000, something like that. I mean, it's inexpensive, but the road conditions just... once you get away from that triangle, that beaten path, you know, it is the junction. And let me look here real quick on my map. So you know, it's the junction of Arizona 64 with US 180. Just to the east of that, you know, there's an area that looks like it's starting to look like a small town. You know, lots of properties, but once you get a little away from that, the roads are quite an adventure, which it could be fun as an off-road trail, but not fun if you're gonna tow your trailer to that destination. Well, we had one last area that we wanted to check out, And guess what? I think third time is actually there's a fourth area, but the fourth area we ended up not even considering it. It's just west of Kingman. There's an unincorporated area called Golden Valley. Golden Valley, and it's as it's a valley surrounded by mountains, beautiful mountains. Here we are, of course, in the Mojave Desert already. So you have a lot of this, you know, pretty cool cacti, you know, vegetation. You have a lot of shoya. You have a lot of you even have some Joshua trees, believe it or not. One of the properties that I saw that got snatched by someone the day before we called the realtor. It was 2 acres. I had a couple of Joshua trees in it. And I want to thank our friends, John and Mary, who have a property in the area. They let us mooch duck there. They gave us the tour around the area. We went up to the mountains I forget the exact, I think it's called Pinyon Pines. And what's the name of that? Let me look it up here on my map real quick. By the way, this is, did I mention, is just west of the town called Kingman. We are right on Route 66. I mean, it's a great location. This is Hualapai Peak, the Hualapai Mountain Park. We went up there. We had lunch at a historic restaurant at the Hualapai Mountain Resort. But I'm burying the lead here. It's not finalized yet, but you guys will be the first to know it. We have a very good chance that to have found Pelican West in Golden Valley. It's just 1 acre, much less than what I wanted, but even in this area, I realized, you know, yeah, they have more properties with more acreage, 2, 4, 10. But those are usually a little more out of the way. And then again, the roads are an adventure to drive on them. I actually drove on a road called Agua Fria Drive, which is good for the most part until it isn't. You know, there's an area that is less populated and the road is not maintained and you have to go through washes. And it's like, as I said, an adventure. But we may have found Pelican West. And once we finalize everything, you will be the first to know, the first to see it, probably coming to a video here in the near future. The only thing, we have a wash that goes through the property, through the, like, maybe we lost a quarter of the property due to that wash, but I mean it's still, you know, as long as I don't build anything near that wash, right, we should be okay. And there's high ground in the center of the property. And even though it's not as remote, as private, as, you know, in the middle of nowhere as I would like to, we're in the middle of a small town. There's very little regulation. You can just have your RV in your property with no problem. And it seems to be a quiet, nice neighborhood, you know, and time will tell. In any case, we're not going to develop anything there immediately, but at some point, maybe next year, at some point, you know, make a driveway, build a septic system. And, we have city water, we have high-speed internet, fiber, and I believe it is fiber. And there's a power pole right next to us. So, yeah, it's ready to go, ready to be developed. And we're excited about it. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. And that's been our week. Well, today, we after all that, we decided to come to Las Vegas because, you know, a couple of days with full hookups at a big city. But the weather today has been dreadful, dreadful. So we'll see what tomorrow has in store. We want to go to that new sphere, you know, with all the LED lights that they recently built. And I'll let you know all about it next week. Woo! We are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Until next week, thank you so much for listening and see you on the road.